Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
If you are a parent to a child under the age of, I don't know, 8, I'm assuming that you've probably heard of Peppa Pig. I don't even have children yet, but I know who this cutie is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little cartoon, oh, not even a cartoon, an animated show for children. She's a little British pig. She's got a little British family. Super cute. And what's happening because of the popularity of Peppa Pig is little kids are growing up with British accents.
This is your dream.
So, trust me, having a little, like, adults with British accents, I love British accents. But there's something about children with British accents. It could be French, Spanish, whatever. Children with accents are the cutest.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is it just the British one or, like, other than the British one, which one do you like?
British might be extra cute.
Okay.
Spanish is also very cute.
Yeah, I like the Australian accents on kids. I don't know why. Australian and British accents, they're pretty similar, you know? There are definitely some differences, but, oh,
careful.
Look what I've done. You're giving me the death eyes right now.
Australians hate when you say that.
I know. In case you've never seen or heard Peppa Pig before, here's what she sounds like.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother, George.
George?
This is Mommy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig. Daddy, it stopped raining. Can we go out to play?
So it's a very proper English accent.
So cute.
I would love it if my kids one day had a little British accent, just to scare other parents. To be like, whoa, what the? Like, they hear them talk for the first time, like you go to a play date or something, the other parents are like, is your kid British? What's going on here, you know?
And at least they're picking up, like, you know, I don't know if it's positive. You know, they're picking up good things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a education. Oh, I don't know. Is it educational? I think it's more so entertaining. But it's a proper little show. The accent is proper. They're using proper words, proper phrases with a super cute accent.
It's not like that soccer hooligan English accent, you know? The, all right, how's it going? You know, it's not like that. That would be quite annoying. That was a horrible impression, by the way, too. I apologize.
Somebody called in a bomb threat to a Home Depot and said that they had heard a man in the bathroom saying there was the bomb in the building and you needed to leave.
Hmm.
So obviously that's a big deal for police. They respond to the store and it turned out it was just a gentleman. He was a regular customer at the Home Depot, so sounds like he hangs out there quite a bit. And basically what he was doing was warning the other gentleman in the washroom that he was about to take a poo.
Oh, that's what he called it? Like dropping a bomb? Or?
To quote the gentleman in question, you all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up.
Oh, man.
And like, I like the way the news article tried to make this. Because it's like literally, the guy's warning people he's about to take a big poop. It's gross.
Yeah.
And the article was like, the misunderstanding was that he was in a serious need to defecate. And he was providing a polite warning to the others in the bathroom. This is the kind of stuff when it makes news, it makes me shake my head.
This is a lesson on how no one should ever talk in the bathroom. I don't know what it's like in the girls' bathroom, but in the guys' bathroom, there's always that one chatty Cathy who wants to talk about sports or talk about what kind of shirt you're wearing. Don't do that. Like, when we're at the urinal, it's like, hey, I just want to keep my eyes forward, do my thing, get out of there. But there's always that one guy who's like, cold enough for you?
Well, because we're all in the bathroom to do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's either one or two of the things that we do in the bathroom. Maybe three if you're just there to wash your hands.
Yeah.
Ladies, I don't think we're overly chatty in the bathroom. We obviously, you know, run into the situation where if you've gone to the stall and you realize there's no toilet paper, you'll ask the person next to you. But
that's fine.
That's the extent.
Yeah.
It's never really, because we don't have that urinal situation. We are always blocked from the other person in the bathroom. There's stalls in between us, whereas you guys are literally standing next to each other. So I guess if there's that awkward silence, some people feel compelled to say something. But
no, just keep the awkward silence. Awkward silence is way better than bathroom small talk.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score.
Cha-cha-cha. First up here, this one's from Sheldon, Crazy from Aerosmith. In this song, Sheldon hears, what can I do, honey? I feel like a tub of glue.
What can I do, honey? I feel like a tub of glue.
just like a glue stick or a glue bottle, a whole tub of glue. That's got to be a good feeling. Probably feeling a bit slow. The real lyrics, what can I do? Honey, I feel like the color blue. Oh. I love that honey in the middle there. Honey!
Next one, Catherine sent this one in. Sloan, Money City Maniacs. Love that song. Catherine hears, and the joke is, when he awoke, his body was covered in goldfish.
What? Imagine waking up after a long night covered in goldfish. Like,
I'm assuming it's the little crackers.
Yeah. No, just goldfish? Dead goldfish all over you.
Gross.
Worst way to wake up.
Not the right lyrics, surprisingly. The right lyrics are, and the joke is, when he awoke, his body was covered in Coke fizz.
Sometimes when your buddies fall asleep at a party after too many beers, they get a Sharpie and write on their face or something. Maybe this is the new Sharpie, just covering your buddy with goldfish. That's weird. This last one here, this one's from Dylan. Supertramp's Breakfast in America. Dylan hears, could we have cookies for breakfast? Should have cookies for breakfast.
Why not?
It's way better than some cereal out there.
If you're an adult, you go ahead and do what you want to do.
Some cereal is basically cookies for breakfast. The real lyrics here, could we have kippers for breakfast? And in case you're wondering, kippers are like a small fish, kind of like a herring.
A small oily fish that has been split in a butterfly fashion from tail to head along the dorsal ridge, gutted, salted, or pickled, and cold smoked over smoldering wood chips. Saskatoon could be getting another bridge by 2021.
2021, hey?
It's only 3 years away.
Yeah.
Before you get worked up, though, listen to this. It is just a pedestrian / cyclist / sanitary sewer crossing. It's not going to be for cars.
A sewer crossing?
It's going to be a poop bridge.
A poop bridge. Oh, my.
I want to call it something else, but we're on the radio, so I won't.
Yeah.
But, this has been in the plan since about 2015. They did a water feasibility assessment of providing a sanitary pipe across the river. So, obviously, there was the option of boring beneath the river or taking it underneath a little bridge. And so I think if I was building this, I would want to just build a bridge instead of digging underneath the river.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like a lot of work.
I would also be petrified to take this bridge because I would be so scared of the sewer line exploding while I'm on the bridge and then poop starts raining from the sky on me while I'm on this bridge and I have nowhere to run.
It would be neat because it's just a bridge without cars. You know, like we don't have all of our bridges now except for like the train ones, I guess. Mm-hmm. Are meant for giant vehicles, but having a bridge just for people, bikes, and poop?
Yeah.
Why not?
What do you think about this? Another bridge in Saskatoon, just for pedestrians, though. Call or text us, 306-938-0963. I kind of feel bad for our friends in PA, though, who woke up to see this news. Like, can you imagine
another bridge?
Can you imagine being from PA? You got one bridge. It's always being repaired. It's always broken. And you read, oh, the city with, like, 8 bridges is getting another one. Great. Good news if you are a Foo Fighters fan. In a recent interview, Dave Grohl said the Foo Fighters are never breaking up.
It's been put in print. We can write this down. He said it's never going to happen. We're going to hold him to it.
I mean, fingers crossed, knock on wood. Hopefully he didn't jinx it or something like that, because a world without the Foo Fighters is not a world I want to live in.
Foo Fighters!
And the analogy that he made with this is like, it's kind of like if your grandparents got divorced. It's not going to happen.
Okay. I feel, though, there's got to be, like, a situation where an elderly couple's like, you know what? I hate you. Let's call it quits.
Definitely. We've been together for 45 years, and I can't take another one. We are done, you know? And it kind of got me thinking, like, imagine if that happened, you know? Grandparents get divorced. Can you imagine, like, hanging out with your single grandma? You know, like, newly single grandma? Like,
at 75.
Can you imagine just hanging out with a super cool grandma? Like, I'm thinking, like, a Betty White situation. Like, can you, like, a Betty White is, like, the coolest old lady of all time. Can you imagine if, like, a single Betty White is your grandma going over there?
Wants to party, stay out all night.
We're making margaritas. Come on over.
Crazy story coming out of France. It involves self-scanners at the old supermarket / department store. We've all used them before. We've maybe complained about them. I myself quite enjoy the old self-scanner. This little dude, his name is Adele, decided to go through the self-checkout with his purchase, which happened to be a PS4. And if you know anything about them, they retail for about 500 Canadian, give or take if they're on sale or not. So what he did is went through the self-scanner, laid it on the weigh scale portion, and rang it in as a piece of fruit. 9 euros is what it rang through as, which would be about $13 Canadian.
Yeah.
Threw it in the bag, out he went. So you think, wow, that takes some, you know, guts to just basically... He's not stealing because he did pay something for it, but he fraudulently rang it through.
He's stealing it.
He tried to come back the next day and do the same thing.
Now, that takes guts.
That's gutsy.
Returning to the scene of the crime, that takes guts. Because, you know, anyone can get in that state of mind where it's like, I'm going to steal this, you know? But it takes someone with a lot of grapes to be like, I'm going to go do it again. Same place. Let's do this.
Because that's an amazing deal, obviously.
Oh,
you're just picking the price of, depending on if you would apples, bananas, whatever you rang it through as.
And now he's in jail.
He's getting 4 months in the clink.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing that, though, when you're at the self-checkout where you're like, I could save myself some money here?
Oh, never to that extent. One time I rang through... Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this on air.
Oh, here we go. Juicy.
I rang through chocolate-covered raisins as chocolate-covered peanuts because...
Wow.
They were like 3 cents cheaper.
I'm sorry. I'm calling the police right now. Right now.
I want to live.
I've always thought about doing it, but then I look over my shoulder and the self-checkout attendant who looks over like the six things, just eyes of a hawk. He's looking at you just like, don't do it, cowboy.
Well,
don't do it.
If you look over at them...
Oh, they know something's up.
They know something's up.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, either it's a problem or you're doing something shady.
What a horrible job to have. Whenever people look at me, they're always breaking the law.
February 15th, a.k.a. the day that chocolate's on sale. How else do you look forward to this day, really?
I used to love this day because, again, like 75% off candy, that's the dream right there. But as I got older, for whatever reason, I always feel judged by the cashier when I go shopping. So if I go and buy like 5 heart-shaped candy boxes,
right,
I think the cashier is going to judge me for being a huge loser, you know? Like, in my head, I'm thinking, what does this cashier think of me right now? She probably thinks I'm a total zero.
What if she's like, man, that guy knows how to score a deal?
Even when I go grocery shopping, though, I always pick up, like, a few healthy items. Like, I'll buy a bunch of unhealthy things, like cookies and cheese slices and all that stuff, but I'll always get, like, a few apples and bananas just so...
Balance it
just
out.
Just so the cashier's not like, wow, this guy's disgusting. It's weird, but I do that. I always think the cashier's gonna remember me for some reason. Like,
you know how you solve that problem?
Yeah.
Self-checkout. That's where you go to buy embarrassing things because you can do it all yourself.
I don't have 15 minutes to kill trying to figure out the bagging area, okay? Put your item in the bagging area. Take it out of the bagging area. Move the bagging area to another bagging area where their bagging area is a better bagging area. Like, I'm good.
According to Environment Canada, Saskatchewan hasn't had a February cold snap like this for 80 years.
Yikes.
I don't know if these records even matter.
No, they don't.
It's just really annoying that it's so cold.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to stick around for like another 10 days or something.
10 days? 10 more days of this?
Yeah.
I can't take this anymore.
I'm done with it.
I just feel bad for my furnace. Like, my furnace has been running nonstop the past 3 or 4 weeks.
I know.
I forget what my house sounds like without a furnace humming in the background. Like, I'll be watching TV, and it's just constantly, and then it stops for like 30 seconds, and I'm like, wow, the TV is so loud. I gotta turn it down here. And then the furnace starts back up, and it's like, why is the TV so quiet? Turn it back up. That's what's been going on in my house for the past 3 weeks.
We keep our house fairly cold.
Yeah.
My husband is obsessed with, you know, turning it down at night, and we time it. Everything's on a timer, and I get it, fine. But I got home from work yesterday, and it was, like, still 17 degrees in the house because the furnace hadn't really kicked in yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm treating myself. I put the furnace up to 24. I just laid there, and I was like, yes.
See, I'm like, have my house at like 28 degrees at all times kind of thing.
28?
I like my house really, really warm, which is why whenever I open my gas bill, It is an absolute nightmare.